My thesis is really very simple. It's that men are programmed to provide and protect. And it hasn't got a lot to do with women or what they're earning or social changes of the last half century or so. It's we are programmed, hardwired into our DNA, is provide and protect. And if there's a noise in the middle of the night, if someone is kicking down your front door, then a man will automatically pull on his pants, go downstairs and investigate. And even if, like my wife and daughter, they get a rise out of that and they think it's funny, you still do it because it's you can't change the way that you're made. And equally, I feel that somewhere deep inside my manly soul, I'm a breadwinner, and that's what I was born to be, and that's what I am.
When did you first come to this realization?
I think watching my father work 6 days a week in a low-paid, low-status job that he hated.
But you say low status, but the fact that he was bringing home the money.
Yeah, well, my dad was
a
green grocer. Yeah, well, he was. He certainly had status. He had status with us, within the family. Mm. I mean, in the broader sense of society, he didn't have status. But he did his duty as a man. He was a breadwinner, and you know, both my parents worked. My mum loved her job. But she could take it or leave it. And with my father, I think he felt trapped and claustrophobic. He couldn't take or leave his job, you know. He was stuck with it for a lifetime. He died before he retired. But it's more than that. He gave him a purpose. It's just what he was programmed to do. The idea of my father staying home while my mum took care of him was just impossible.
OK, I mean, the article in Grazia, you say, does it rock the family boat if the woman earns more? No, it drives the boat into an iceberg because the man will feel as if his penis is dropping off. Now, I mean, you're making there a really clear link between earning potential and male sexuality. Why do that?
Absolutely. Well, I think that if... I'm not talking about ups and downs, which I think is what Chris is talking about, that there are points when... I mean, my wife has bailed me out on numerous occasions over the course of our 20-year marriage. But it's unthinkable that that over that course of that 20-year marriage, she could have consistently have supported me, that we could have spent 20 years where... I mean, my penis would literally have dropped off.
Oh, but it wouldn't.
No, it would have literally dropped off. Literally, Jane.